Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Dora, D-O-R-A, Albert. Dora Albert is a 56-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6-3-20. Here she states, at that time she was reaching overhead and experienced a back spasm. Period, she was not actually lifting at that moment in time. Period, as a result, she believes she injured her head, comma, neck, comma, arms, comma, and back. Period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including injections. Period. Ms. Albert admits that on 4/30/18, she was injured when a cart fell on her, also while at work. Period. She understands her final diagnosis relative to that as fractures in her spine with permanent disability and no lifting more than 25 pounds. Period. She received injections at that time as well, along with therapy. Period. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. Period. In paragraph, we will insert the summary we already have with certain corrections that I will make. When seen on when seen on 9/3/20 by Dr. Greenleaf, period, he diagnosed low back pain, comma, pain in the leg, comma, the lumbar strain, comma, and lumbar radiculopathy. Period, refilled her tizanidine, comma, tramadol, comma, and ibuprofen. Period, added diclofenac gel to her medication regimen. Period. He did not describe in detail the interim treatment she received since the injury. Period. Underline this, I will search for that and try to insert it. Period. Otherwise, we'll continue with on 5/25/22. She saw Dr. Ahsan, A-H-S-A-N. Period. Scratch that. On 5/25/22, she was seen by Dr. Gutman, G-U-T-M-A-N. Period. She reviewed the MRI done on 12/7/20, noting there appeared to be a disc herniation at L4-5, which does not appear to be substantially compromising either the central canal or the neuroforaminal canal. Period. The remainder of the lumbar spine looks quite unremarkable. Period. It was noted Ms. Gutman underwent epidural injections on 12/23/20, comma 1/27/21, comma 3/3/21. Period. She was referred for additional physical therapy and medication adjustments were made. Period. She had last been seen about 4 months ago. Period. Since then, she was seen by Dr. Daniel and started using medical marijuana, especially at bedtime. Period. Since instituting that, she had been able to wean off of the Flexeril as her muscle spasms had significantly improved. Period. Her insomnia and anxiety also improved. Period. Nevertheless, she remained symptomatic with pain across the waistline, both left and right side, exacerbated by exertion. She was not interested in any further spinal interventional treatments, but was going to continue with a home exercise program. Period. New paragraph. Earlier records show the petitioner was seen at the emergency room on 4/30/18. Period. She was taken there by EMS personnel, who found her lying on the floor in a back room at the Dollar General on that date. There she stated she was getting ready to move a cart full of cans and juice cases. Right when she went to move the cart, it tilted, falling on top of her. Period. When seen at the emergency room, she underwent several x-rays to be inserted here. Period. She related the cart and its contents weighed 600 pounds. Period. She was diagnosed with upper extremity contusion, lower back pain and injury, knee sprain, and contusion of the elbow, for which she was prescribed Motrin. Period. She was then seen on 5/1/18 by at Concentra with nurse practitioner Zielinski, Zielinski. Period, he diagnosed contusions involving all four extremities as well as the lumbar spine. Period, medications were ordered. Period, she followed up in this practice over the next many months and remained symptomatic. Period, on 7/12/18, she underwent a lumbar MRI. These results we already have in the summary. Period. She followed up at Concentra through 11/13/18. Period. This was an orthopedic evaluation by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. She was about 7 months status post-injury, and he placed her at maximum medical improvement. Period. She expressed wanting to stay with restrictions, so he allowed her to do so. Period. She did relate having good and bad days with her back. Period. On this particular day, it was a bad day because she had walked over 6 miles at work and had to do a fair amount of lifting. Period. His first evaluation of the petitioner was on 9/11/18. Period. She already had x-ray done on 5/11/18 and then an MRI on 7/12/18. Period. Clinically, he diagnosed residual lumbosacral sprain and strain with aggravation of pre-existing lumbar spondylosis. Period. And underline this, otherwise we will stay with the summary that was provided, supplemented by some information I will mark from the cover letter. And now, physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal. Neurologic, short version, normal. Extremities, upper. Normal. Extremities, lower. Normal. Spine, cervical. Active range of motion was performed very slowly with flexion to 20 degrees, comma, extension 10 degrees, comma, rotation right 45 degrees and left 40 degrees with side bending right 20 degrees and left 15 degrees. Period. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. She ambulated with a slow but physiologic gait. Period. She did not have a limp or a foot drop and did not use any handheld assistive devices. Period. She was able to stand on her heels and toes. Period. She changed positions extremely slowly and squatted to 20 degrees. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion. Period. Active range of motion in this region was also extremely slow and associated with verbal complaints of discomfort. Period. Flexion was 5 degrees, comma, extension 10 degrees, comma, side bending right 20 degrees. Period. Left side bending and bilateral rotation were full. Period. She had superficial anticipatory tenderness, palpation about the palpebral musculature bilaterally. In the absence of spasm, the rest of that is normal. Supine straight leg raise maneuver was deferred because she didn't want to get up on the exam table and put any weight on her back. Period. And go back to general appearance. She does relate her lower extremities are fine. Period. She has constant swelling and tenderness about the low back. Period. There was no swelling visualized. Period. Throughout the evaluation, she was hyperreactive with grunting, sighing, and complaints of tenderness. Period. She did relate having vertigo when she lies flat. Period. However, she does not have it when getting up from a seated position, as observed here. Period. Impressions on 6-2-20 Dura Albert. Make that 6-3-20 Dura Albert. Reportedly was injured when unpacking freight boxes. Perchi claimed injuries diffusely involving the head, neck, arms, and back. Period. It is evident that her treatment focused primarily on the lower back. Period. She initially underwent conservative care. Period. Medication adjustments were made. Period. She accepted various injections to the lower back. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner had previously claimed injury to her lower back in a work-related accident on 4/30/18. Period. Her treatment is described above. Period. She was recalcitrant to typical therapeutic measures. Period. As was the case after the subject event, she received injections to the lower back. Period. As of 11/13/18, she was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement, but continued with permanent work restrictions at her request. Period. New paragraph. The current examination demonstrated numerous signs of symptom magnification. Period. Grossly, this was seen with her extremely slow movements and complaints of tenderness while doing so in the cervical and lumbar spine. Period. She had superficial anticipatory tenderness, palpation about the lumbar paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was not sweat, but Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. There was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficit in either the upper or lower extremities. Period. Seated straight leg raise maneuvers were negative. Period. She declined to participate in supine straight leg Hazen maneuvers, asserting she would experience vertigo while doing so. Period. Main paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back as this relates to the subject event. Period. On that occasion, Ms. Albert at most sustained a lumbar strain that has fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. The lumbar MRI taken after this incident did not show objective substantive progression for the worse compared to a study done in 2018. Period. She has been able to return to work in her position at the insured, stating she's been on modified duty for 5 years. Period. And that is the end.